Good afternoon. I'm Michael Canning, live in the KLCC studio. The University of Oregon School of Music and Dance has named Joseph Alessi a Robert M. Trotter Visiting Professor residency, and Mr. Alessi is the principal trombone player also and for the New York Philharmonic. He's also a faculty member at the Juilliard School in New York. Mr. Alessi has many recordings to his credit, including a release called Star Child that was awarded a Grammy in the Classical Contemporary Composition category in 2001. He's widely recognized as one of the finest trombone soloists in the world. You can find out more about Joseph Alessi at his website. That's www.josephalessi.com. Joseph has two more public appearances this week as a part of his residency. The first is tonight at Bell Concert Hall with the University of Oregon's Trombone Ensemble Tracktown Trombones under the direction of Professor Henry Henniger. The concert begins at 7:30 this evening. The other public performance will be this Friday, again at Bell Hall with the University of Oregon Symphony Orchestra. The concert on Friday begins at 8 p.m. and includes music by Shostakovich, Berlioz, and Rota. You can get tickets for both concerts through the EMU ticket office in advance at 541-346-4363 or at the door. Joseph, it's a pleasure to have you in our studio here at KLCC.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
All right. Thanks for coming in. Are you enjoying your time in Eugene so far?
Yes, I'm trying to see the sun. But, you know, I saw it once, but and then it disappeared.
That's right. It was a couple of afternoons ago for
about
35 or 40 minutes.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah,
well, it's a pleasure having you here. Let's start by giving the listeners a little taste of what you do. I think we'll start with a piece that comes from an early recording in your career, some folks will recognize the very famous Invitation. Here it is, Joseph Alessi on trombone. That's the standard invitation, and it comes from Joseph Alessi on the trombone there, and actually on all of the parts of the trombone, an overdubbed situation. So this one comes from 1991, Joseph. So tell me what was going on. That was early in your career?
Yeah. you know, with every musician, they want to a CD is like a calling card. You know, and that's before I had started to concertize, you know, on a regular basis. Was a great time to do this CD, and as soon as I did, people started listening to this, and I got some calls to go here and there, and so it was almost like people got to know me a little bit through this my first recording.
Even back in 1991, this recording shows a wide variety of music. Invitation is a part of a medley of tunes called Tonal Recall, which is looked like more about the kind of American songbook situation in mm-hmm. here rather than some of the more classically oriented things.
Right. As a classical performer, in the orchestra with the New York Philharmonic, my job there is sort of in a supporting cast member.
Sure.
And we're a little bit like, you know, the place kickers on football teams, the field goal kickers. We sit on the sidelines and then we wait for a big moment. But sometimes there's not a lot to do. But as if you want to play a melody and sing and play some pretty beautiful trombone style, you know, stylistically, yeah. You're not going to get to do that really in an orchestra, a professional orchestra. You have to go out and create something for yourself. And so this some of this ballad kind of playing you just heard, it's we all dream of doing this, but it won't really happen in the symphony orchestra, okay. Unfortunately.
How did you get started playing trombone, Joe?
Well, it was I was a trumpet player first, and then my dad. It's a long story, but my dad switched me to trombone. He was a trumpet player. My father played at the Met, Metropolitan Opera, and my mother sang there. And anyway, so he brought home this trombone. I didn't really. He thought it fit my face better, and he was right. You know, the mouthpiece. On the trumpet is a bit smaller, and the trombone mouthpiece just fit on there, you know, very, very nicely. And I was able to play in the high register very easily on the trombone.
Excellent.
Yeah.
He had a gift to begin with.
Well, he knew he was a real brass man. He knew exactly the mechanics of brass playing, and so anyway.
Let us, you grew up in California, right?
Yes, and, in Marin County.
Right, and part of an Italian family.
Yes, my mother, Maria Leone, was her maiden name. She sang at the Met, too.
Right.
And the Leones are from Abruzzo in Sulmona. That's where they're from. And the Alessis are from Sicily. So I've met all sides of the family, and I've been over to Italy many times and Sicily. And I brought my parents on a trip. I was soloist with the Teatro Bellini in Catania, Sicily, and we had a great time. And it was really nice.
That sounds good.
Great fish there, actually.
All right. Well, let's connect the dots a little bit in terms of music right now. A CD that was released in 2007 called Return to Sorrento includes a lot of Italian music. Mm-hmm. And we're going to play the title track from this one. Tell us just a little bit about it.
Okay, great. I dedicated this record to my mother because, you know, she had an absolutely beautiful voice. And on my website, actually, josephalessi.com, if you click on Maria Leone, you can hear her whole audition at the Metropolitan Opera. Anyway, I just wanted to do something where it was I loved the tune Return to Sorrento. It just was really hit me, and so anyway, it was just dedicated to the singing part of the instrument, and all those great Italian arias, mm-hmm. and songs and Neapolitan songs, they work perfectly for the trombone. And you'll hear accordion on this. The accordion player is the accordion player who appeared on The Godfather. He did all the accordion work, and visuals too, in the wedding scene there. You'll see him playing. But anyway,
we're speaking with Joseph Alessi, who's in town to do a residency at the University of Oregon. Joseph, let's play it right now. I think people will recognize the tune right away. This is Return to Sorrento, Joseph Alessi on the trombone. Thank you. That's a title track from Return to Sorrento, Italian songs arranged for trombone by Joseph Alessi. Joseph is in town completing a residency at the University of Oregon. He's also the principal trombone player with the New York Philharmonic. Joseph, as you teach at Juilliard or lead other trombone players in clinics or residencies, what's your assessment of the general state of affairs regarding your instrument right now and young players? I mean, how it relates to young players. Are there opportunities for people to make a living playing trombone these days?
Well, you know, there are. There's always opportunities, and it's trickier now to do that, I think. But, you know, if you love to play an instrument, you should go out and play it and study it and see where it leads you. I think there's going to be many musicians many students that will not become professional musicians. But the act of studying the instrument and having the discipline to practice and to create, music and be a singer on the instrument, that experience by doing that, I think, rubs off on perhaps your other career that you might enter into, and it gives. There's been a studies on that actually, where they've talked to musicians who have become lawyers or doctors, and they always come back to their musical experience and saying, you know, I'll never trade that for anything because I learned so much about life and you know. Etc.
Life lessons.
Yep.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. For many years now, we've heard about the lack of music education in our public school system all across the country. Has that lack of commitment shown by most of us shown up in terms of young players you work these days in terms of their abilities now as compared to maybe 20 or 25 years ago?
You still have, no matter, as long as there's people, there's always going to be talented people, and so we still see the same numbers of talented people. The question is, it becomes because of all of our computer world and Facebook and email and there's a lot of distractions now. When I was a student, I went out and listened to. I remember just putting LPs on and collecting this music, orchestral music, and studying, listening. Mm-hmm. So the thing I find, the students sometimes don't have the time to listen because they're always on email or doing other things, and they have to realize that get down to the real heart of the matter and actually
practice
and listen. Yeah. And yeah. listen to a lot of music.
What are the most important things you can pass on to the young people listening, you think, is and being involved?
Yeah, I think listening, and you really have to do everything. You have to study if you can, you need to prepare yourself in life because not everybody's going to get the prized orchestral position.
Right.
It's a real small club of people. So you have to prepare yourself in education, an educator as Henry has done here. Mr. Henniger has done extremely well, and you have to be a nice person, I think. You have to be, amiable, and you have to go out and study conducting and maybe composition and immerse yourself into all areas of music.
And then find something that's right for you.
That's right.
You brought your instrument, so right here before the end of it, I'd love to hear you play just a little bit and give us a little sample of something that you want to send us off with here.
Okay, well, now in the orchestral literature, you'll probably recognize this. It's probably one of the most famous orchestral pieces that you would imagine. So I'll go ahead and play from the Rite of the Walküre, okay? Wagner's famous overture, and I'll play a little bit of that.
Okay.
It's also known as Kill the Wabbit, okay, from Bugs Bunny. Now, another additional thing, in the concert, I'm going to give away my encore Friday night, a little preview of my encore. And there's Mr. Elkier has done many arrangements for me. Now, the first tune you heard in this program, he did that arrangement for me. Also, so we're going to do now a little preview of I Cover the Waterfront. So here it comes.
So if you want more, it's Friday night.
Friday night. Yes.
Joseph Alessi is in residence at the University of Oregon as the 2014 Robert M. Trotter Visiting Professor. He's two more public concerts this week. The first is this evening with the Tracktown Trombones at Bell Hall. That begins at 7:30 tonight. The second is with the University of Oregon Symphony Orchestra under the direction of David M. Jacobs on Friday night, again at Bell Hall. This one starts at 8 o'clock. Tickets available through the U of O ticket office and at the door. If you'd like more information about events at the School of Music, you can Google U of O School of Music and Dance. And for more on Joseph Alessi's music, www.josephalessi.com. Joseph, thank you very much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael.